Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Joined to the Father through the Son. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Colossians 1:19. Mention the name Jesus Christ and many images come to mind. A babe in a manger, a rugged carpenter, an authoritative teacher, a crucified Savior. But in speaking of Christ in Colossians 1, Paul mentions none of these. Instead, he focuses on the Christ who has existed through eternity, the Creator, the image of God himself. It's a big picture of Christ, a full picture. John Calvin speaks of the significance of this larger-than-life Christ for the Christian. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. Whatever God has, he has conferred upon his Son, that he may be glorified in him. He shows us that we must draw from the fullness of Christ everything good that we desire for our salvation, because God will not communicate himself or his gifts to people except by his Son. So it follows that whatever detracts from Christ or takes away a drop from his fullness stands in opposition to God's eternal counsel. It is a magnificent commendation of Christ that we cannot be joined to God except through him. Our happiness consists in our cleaving to God. Christ is the bond of our connection with God, and apart from him, we are most miserable because we are shut out from God. What God ascribes to Christ belongs solely to him, that no portion of this praise may be transferred to any other. Today's New Testament reading is Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through chapter 2, verse 5.
The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers, or rulers, or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Colossians 2. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this, so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and I delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is.
What is the most important question confronting the human race today? Is it the threat of nuclear war, the economy, respect for human life, poverty, race relations? Important issues, to be sure. But the most important question is, what do you think about Christ? It's a question thinking people cannot avoid. What do you think?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.